But sleepy, and more sleepy.
Yeah. Morning, I'm always sleepy. Morning is not for running, it's for sleeping. So.
One of the things I'd be curious about is, I am curious about, is that you said either you're running or you're sleeping.
Yeah.
Do you think you've explored how far, how exhausted you can actually get? I mean, is there another level that you haven't even got there yet?
What do you mean, like how disastrous? What?
Well, no, I mean, how much more tired can you be, do you think?
I don't know. I never tried. I never went over 50 days, so, or 55.
You're slower this year, though. I mean, you're 110 laps. Do you know why?
I don't know why. My legs are not so strong, so I don't know if I lost more weight or what. I have to check my weight, so.
I mean, this is your ninth year. You know, there isn't a lot of things that, in terms of the physical, you haven't been through yet.
No, I didn't have some big problems. And only in the beginning, I have this stomach for one day, but the rest was just okay. But anyway, I'm just slower somehow. I don't know why.
Okay. Nine years.
Maybe I'm getting older. You have to take my picture here.
Yes, I will. With this car? Is it like the car you have at home?
Yeah. One is in red and one is in white, you know, for evening and for morning. Yeah.
So really, the only problem was the stomach problem a little early on, regular blisters.
I had some blisters, but it wasn't that bad as I used to have it. And even weather wasn't bad this year. I mean, there was this week of stretch of like 7 days, but we had very hot weather. But and then few days over 30, but then the rest was just nice.
And it's going to be a great day to finish today, too. I mean, the weather is...
Yeah, it's not hot. It's a little breeze. I don't know, it's just... I don't know if I didn't train that much, but I had even more miles than last year. And even during the winter, I was training more speed. And probably just some years just... I did not feel that much, that good. I don't know.
I'm a big fan of your blog. It's very...
very funny.
It's very funny. People check it out. You started to do a little bit last year, or was it 2 years ago you first started?
The video I started to do last year. But last year it was only in Slovak. But before I was doing it just the writing.
Yeah.
But this is, I think, a little bit faster for me.
Okay. Any idea why you do that instead of just going to bed?
I mean, it helps me to, like after the day of running, just to take my mind somewhere else and focus on something else. And I like computers, so it's just something else. I just sit there and work with this video and put it on. It did not take that much time, and yeah, it's okay for me.
Now, a lot of people see that really not thinking when you're out here, not really getting into your mind, is something that's useful. Not thinking about things, not worrying about things.
Yeah.
Is that something you make a conscious choice of, or are you just, it just happens on its own, or you've just kind of beat it out of you?
I just try to push away all the distractions, right? Like all the, you know, these people around and everything. I just try to stay focused on running. I sometimes did not even look at the people who are just cheering me, or people are running around, or like the other runners. I don't talk that much to the people, because it's just like, I just found out that when you put some attention to something or somebody, you are giving your energy also. It is not much, but there always is little bit, just a drop of energy. And you just take your energy when you're starting to talk to somebody or, yeah. And this way I just try to focus my energy on the running and this kind of thing. Sometimes I know that people are thinking that I'm just ignoring them or what, but yeah, for me it's really important to stay focused on running. It's not something like that I'm really like consciously doing it. It's just, I don't know, it's just like part of me.
I'm just...
<That's> done.
I'm taking away your energy, I realize.
Yeah.
I know that. I'm sucking out...
Everybody's energy. You're like a vampire.
Wow. Don't listen to that, anybody. He's just kidding. The motivation. You feel something, I mean, it's like you'll always come back as long as you have two legs, presumably, yeah. Right? I mean,
yeah.
Do you have a different way of describing your motivation? Or is it just always been the same and just turn the page and...
Yeah, it's like this. I mean, like I feel like Guru or God gave me this capacity to do this race, so I have to use this capacity. Just I feel it's like my duty to be here until I'm able to finish this race or they let me run, so I'll come back. It's not like I'm not like thinking about it that maybe I will come. It's just it happened. I will be here so next year. So it's not like some like choices, yes or no, and it's much easier. When you have no choice, it's much easier because your mind is not like trying to fool you or yeah to take you to something easier.
Would you say that it makes you happy or you're satisfied or?
What do you mean, like that? 35. Thank you. What make like me like?
Well, that doing this, being here right now and going around.
Yeah, it's like it's like part of my life. Like I'm working at home and then here I even feel it's more fulfilling. It's like I'm really alive here because you know it's so intense that normally you cannot experience this intensity in a normal life. And it is also like very hard then. I found it like on my first races. It's very very hard to get back to normal life because you know this is you just experience something so intense for 2 months that then everything is just boring or I don't know like not interesting. It's like nothing can really like fulfill you or something, and it's really really hard to get back to this normal life and to work and to your and like to even to your spiritual life. Yeah, then I found a way that it's you just have to like it's like really like turning the page. This is the one side of the life, this race. You just turn your page and you come back to the life before, and you just bring something from from that page, like from this race, to your regular life. But you have to like really be focused then on that normal life, and even like you know this focus which you have here in the race, you can use then in your normal life, especially in the spiritual life, you can use it. Otherwise, you're just starting to, I mean, like mostly like spiritually, you're starting to struggle because it just stopped to be fulfilling for you. I don't know if it's clear or if it's just messy what I'm cooking.
Sounds pretty good. Thank you.